For the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Breaking in front of me. sound, and people let me be just what I want to be. Enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight. Entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Fun Station 105.7 CFW.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from
from another, you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want.
Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Gonna take a life to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
CFW. Valley's fun music. 105.7
CFW.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
This is how we do it.
I know you need.
Traveling for the holidays? Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere with the free Civic Media app. Just search Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, in the Google Play or App Store and keep the fun going.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last week, we discussed the president's broad powers and some limitations to issue a pardon. But can a U.S. president pardon him or herself? Former President Trump tweeted in 2018, "I have the absolute right to pardon myself," and he discussed that possibility after the January 6th insurrection, according to the New York Times. Professor Michael J. Conklin of Texas A&M Law School and Angelo State University examined law review articles on self-pardons and conducted his own survey of 95 law school faculty around the country. He found that while a slight majority of scholars think that answer is no, it's far from definitive. One legal principle dating back to the 1500s states, "No one is judge in his own cause." Some point to the Constitution's language giving the president authority to pardon any citizen, except in cases involving impeachment. Others cite a U.S. Justice Department memo after Watergate, which concluded the president cannot self-pardon. Yet other experts say the Constitution inherently opposes self-dealing. In U.S. v. Wilson, Justice John Marshall wrote, "A pardon is an act of grace proceeding from the power entrusted with the execution of laws. One cannot bestow grace upon oneself." One thing on which most scholars do agree, if such a pardon were to occur, it would ultimately be decided upon by the U.S. Supreme Court. We have links to these discussions at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting a larger deer harvest from this year's gun deer hunt season despite issuing fewer licenses. According to a press release, preliminary data shows hunters registered nearly 190,000 deer in total, which is a little more than 5% higher than the 2023 harvest. Hunters in the central forest and farmland zones had especially strong harvests, with increases in both antlerless and antlered deer up to 9% higher than 2023 and 11% higher than the five-year average. As winter weather settles into the region, warming stations across Wisconsin are opening their doors. As the state sees an overall rise in the unhoused population, many vulnerable residents may have difficulty finding somewhere to keep warm through freezing temperatures. In many communities, community gathering spaces like recreation centers, libraries, and churches may be used as warming stations during the day. A full list of warming stations, including those available for overnight use, can be found through 211 Wisconsin. The Chippewa Humane Association has announced a partnership with Northwestern Bank to match donations through December 14th up to $5,000. According to a press release, the organization is raising money for new fencing to allow more dogs to use their outdoor space at the same time. They say sections of the current fencing are too low and some of the larger dogs could jump over the fence. The new fencing would be used to create four separate areas so that dogs of all sizes can get out of the kennel more often for some exercise. The Menominee City Council voted to increase the downtown Menominee subsidy in the budget on Monday. During the review of the tax increment financing operating budgets, the council considered subsidy increases for both the Maple Tainter and downtown Menominee to $60,000 and $25,000, respectively. That motion failed, with some arguing the Tainter recently requested a liquor license to cut down on their need for a subsidy. An individual motion to increase the downtown Menominee subsidy passed with only one no vote. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be very windy with light snow and blowing snow today and falling temperatures. We are going to drop into the teens, low to mid-teens by late this afternoon with a wind chill below zero by later today. Tonight, cold, windy, five above. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
CFW.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. Then I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be
may your days be merry and bright. Bring me all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen to hear bells in the sky. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write.
May those days, may your days be merry and bright. Ooh. And may all your Christmases be white.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Ooh.
80s.
Really like the
world. 90s. And more. 105.7 CFW.
Taxing girl, the highway to
with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW!